We've got email from you.
Play some music!
There's lots of mail, indeed. We've got email from you.
Answer your phone!
There's some we cannot read.
You stupid bunch of...
Some say our show should be admired. And others say we should die in a fire. We've got email from you. We've got email from you.
Here we go, jumping right in. Our first letter comes to us from Sarah. Sarah's 18 years old. She says, gentlemen, my mom is a very successful businesswoman who always has a million things going on, and because she does so much, she's developed a few odd habits. She says, we'll be out shopping or something, and she'll just start talking to herself. It's like she's making mental notes out loud. And she says it's to keep everything straight in her head, but she sounds like a crazy person. Is it weird that my mom talks to herself in public? Does anybody else do this? It's not weird. It may be a little annoying for you, but it's not weird.
Now, wait a minute. Think of yourself during the day when you're not talking.
Yes.
In your mind, aren't you having a constant conversation with yourself?
Constantly. You don't?
Sure.
You do.
Is there anything going on in there at all?
Right.
Everybody does.
I talk out loud, though, most of the time.
So as someone gets older, for more of these conversations to get out, I don't think there's necessarily anything wrong with this.
You should hear me in the car. No. If you usually speak, talking about other drivers.
If you speak everything that's on your mind, that's not going to work, but I don't see a problem.
I have had a family member say, you realize you're talking to yourself. When I've been really deeply engrossed in thought, and yes, having the conversation, usually I am thinking about, you know, an interview, talking about
it's
questions.
Normally when you say something out loud that you really didn't want to say out loud.
That's when you look around going, nobody heard that, right? Nobody heard that. Sarah, I wouldn't really worry about it. If your mom starts pushing around a grocery cart outside of the grocery store, she gets several cats, hasn't bathed in months, looks maybe like she combed her hair with an egg beater, and she starts mumbling like, then maybe you might want to think.
If this
help.
Is the only abnormal behavior, I don't see a problem.
Yeah, I think you're fine, Sarah. I think your mom's fine. Don't worry about it. Everything's good. Next letter comes to us from Greg. Greg is 27. He says, gentlemen, over the weekend, I invited the woman I'm dating to come over to my place for dinner and a movie.
And a little canoodling.
Yes, actually. He says, we sat on my couch, watched the movie, and ate Thai food. Did he say it was the first date? No. Anyway, okay. I don't know why, but I went in for that first kiss after we finished eating. And it was great until I burped while we were making out.
Oh, my.
She made an excuse that she had to go out go about a half hour later, and she hasn't responded to any of my texts since. Yeah, Greg, she's gone.
This happened early in the relationship, and sometimes little things that go wrong kind of ruin it.
Burped during the first kiss.
No, it wasn't the first kiss.
He said it was.
He said they'd been dating before.
He says, I went in for our first
kiss. Of that night.
No.
Because they've been dating before, it said.
I'm taking this as first kiss. They went out on casual a few dates before that.
I'm thinking it's the very first kiss. I invited the woman I'm dating to come over to my place for dinner and a movie. We had Thai food. I went in for our first kiss after we finished eating and burped. Have I completely ruined things with her? Yeah. If she hasn't responded to any of your texts since the leaving early bit, yeah, that's done. You're over. Start fishing and see what else you can find. You know what I used to do? I used to be so uptight about getting on the air. I would not eat anything with cheese.
Okay. Oh, for crying out loud.
I wouldn't eat anything with cheese because I didn't want to keep doing that, clearing my throat. And I wouldn't drink anything carbonated because I didn't want to while I was talking. Now, of course, now I've learned how to, you know, I throw it off to somebody else and go, here, you do this, and then I can sneeze.
Now
I can,
you don't care. It's just to go do whatever.
Hey, welcome back to... it's the show. Welcome back, everybody.
If anything like that happens, Seth says, Tom, then it's all good.
There's not a dog to blame it on here in the studio, so I have to blame it on Tom. Mm. Girlfriend, Janice, 29 years old. Writes to us and says, my boyfriend and I have been going out for about 6 months, and things have gotten pretty serious. Last night, apparently he was at happy hour, and I'm pretty sure he was having a few drinks because he texted, he said, I love you in a text message, and it's the first time that has happened.
6 months and it's the first time?
Well, so, you know, I mean, to some people, that's very heavy. It's very serious. I just responded that he was sweet and probably hammered. I don't know how else to respond. It was in a text message and he was drinking. Should I bring it up? Did he actually mean it? Janice, 29 years old.
You know, contracts can't be signed when you're under the influence of alcohol.
A drunk mind
binding.
Sometimes the drinking, you know, loosens up the sober mind, you know?
Yeah, see, I'm under the impression that it's at a certain point, alcohol just makes you more honest. It brings out who you really are.
Oh, I think he really loves her, yes.
Yeah.
I think so. She just wishes the first time didn't come when he wasn't all in control of himself.
At a bar... hammered via text message. I can understand why that might...
Hopefully it wasn't meant for somebody else.
You know, Roberta, I love you. My name's Janice. I mean, yeah, Janice. What, Janice, I meant you, of course. I love you. You still can't have my Bud Light. Aw, crap. Okay. WSAU, there it is. We have answered all of your very, very important questions. I'm glad that we're here for you, aren't you?
This one's from at Kay Crozman. She says, my boyfriend and his dad sounded alike. I called him up and accidentally ended up breaking up with his dad. When I finished, he said, let me go get Jason.
Can you just tell him what I said? Bye.
This one's from at King of Queens 44. He says, after we broke up, neither of us knew what to do, so we high-fived.
Dying. Yeah. I guess.
Yeah. And we did it. This one's from Alex, 89. She says, at seventh grade lunch, I went to sit with my boyfriend when his friend blocked me and said, he doesn't want to be with you anymore. My ex just nodded.
Oh. Ooh. Ouch. Eesh. Yick.
What'd he say?
This one's from at Giselle Bunchman. She says, at the end of the date, my boyfriend gave me a long kiss and then said, you won't be getting that ever again.
Ooh. Ouch.
Just the bunch man.
Yeah, he's the bunch man. Yeah.
This one's from at Scop32. She says, after my boyfriend cheated on me, I broke up with him in front of his friends. Walking away, I got my hair caught in a tree. It was stuck there for 20 minutes.
Oh,
never want to see you again.
Breaking news, severe weather. Hear it on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.